for my time. Stay away, be amazed by the smoke machine. The way we start talking way too smooth. The city is me up and I'm off the road.
Welcome to the Earthly Dish Radio Hour. We serve up the hottest and detox technology. I'm Detox Jenny, your co-host, executive chef for Earthly Juices, and I specialize in creating living foods that nourish the body.
Let me introduce my co-host, Skin Glow Goddess, Chef Ava.
Hello, this is Chef Ava, life coach and superfood mom, and I'm on a mission to support you in eating your way to your best life. Listen as we ignite your inner glow, as we feature engaging conversations with holistic practitioners and dish about our favorite superfood products.
Our hosts are not medical practitioners and are not legally able to offer prescriptions, provide medical advice, or medical diagnosis to any of the Earthly podcast listeners.
Hello there, and welcome to the Earthly Dish. This is episode 57. Your thinking may be killing you. How your thoughts impact your health. They really do. I'd like to invite on my co-host, Chef Ava. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Thank you, Chef Jen. I so agree with you. Your thoughts and your mindset are just completely your makeup for how you navigate life, whether it's positive, negative, or somewhere neutral in between.
I know, right? Like, how many times have you woke up in the morning and you're just on the wrong side of the bed? And you're like, you're having just all these negative thoughts. And if you don't stop that, that's going to just destroy the entire day. Right.
You know, it's the truth of it. And the nice thing is now that I'm like in a place where I know where I am when I'm positive and my vibration's up, I'll catch myself. I don't know if you have this happen. And then I'm like, what can I do in this moment or in the next hour to raise my vibration, whatever tools and techniques I have, so that the rest of the day goes on a different trajectory than it would have had I kept those same negative thoughts.
Yeah, that's what this show is all about. We have a great guest today, and he's going to be sharing with us some of his, you know, tricks of the trade. But let's get into our first segment for today's superfood. What's today's superfood? What are we talking about?
It is from Purium Virusher. So I think this is a potent one to have with everything, you know, in the news lately about the coronavirus and how to support our immunity. So I think this is the perfect product for us to showcase today.
Yeah. So this product has red algae in it, two different kinds, spirulina, neem extract, olive leaf extract, and Aspergillus, yeah, that's right. Enzymes and trace minerals. It's a powerful agent. Now, this is actually a detox product. I wouldn't just take this on the regular. Like, I wouldn't just throw a couple of these in your mouth every day just because. This is really powerful agent for immunity and also for kicking back candida. Candida can overgrowth in the digestive tract or the mouth or the nose. And this can cause, you know, chronic allergies, brain fog, inflammation, bloating. A lot of issues can happen if we have candida. But candida is usually a secondary infection that comes from other imbalances underneath it. Often food imbalances, meaning people that eat a lot of sugar, often get candida overgrowth. I'm sure our guests later will have a bit to say about that as well. But Virusure is a pretty amazing product if you want to go on a short cleanse and then bolster your cleanse to the next level to really, like neem extract and olive leaf. These are candida squashers. You know, they kind of make the bacteria overgrowth recede. And these algaes and trace minerals have the ability to remineralize the body, because quite often candida shows up and it blocks you from getting the minerals that you need. So you want to mineralize the body as well as kick back the candida. So the bacteria takes, you know, gets more at bay. And you would not take these every day as a nutritional supplement. You would take them more as a cycle. You might do them for a 10-day cycle and take, you know, more each day. So it's a really great thing. I actually did a round of these last October because I have a pitta dosha, which is kind of a fiery dosha. But after summer, I often get a little candida issues. You know, I just have that. It comes in, it's like in my biological nature or something. And this kicks it back. So I didn't end up in the flu season, just, you know, flu after flu, which can happen if you have overgrowth of bacteria in the gut. You can be very susceptible to allergies and flus, like, because your immune system is kind of busy fighting that. Does that make sense?
Very well said. Completely makes sense. And yeah, I know for myself, you know, I don't tend to eat a lot of high sugary foods, but I was when I was drinking alcohol, which now it's like 7 months since I gave that up and so my gut was inflamed, as you know. And so I would say that that's like the sugars that were living in my gut, just ready to feed, be fed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to being able to kill that type of bacteria in the gut is really a high level way to raise your immunity and just make sure that you're, you know, like we talk about soil a lot. The soil of the gut is in good, healthy condition so that when you are navigating life and you're out there and there are germs, that you're in a good place because you've got healthy soil.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. They did some studies. I saw that the gut flora, like our gut flora, is as biodiverse as the rainforest. Like each person's gut flora is like has that amount of diversity as many plants that you would find in the forest, in that wild forest, you would find strains of bacteria inside your gut.
It truly is a miracle. That's like a beautiful thing to know. And Jen, how would someone find this product?
Oh yeah, if you're interested in this product, you can go to iShopPerium and put in our code, which is Earthly Dish, and you will get $50 off whatever you buy off their website. And this product's only $36. If you're a member, it's only $27. So, but again, don't just take this willy-nilly. I would have a bit of a plan going. Or find a coach like me or Ava to kind of guide you through it. Ava is amazing at coaching people with working with the Perium product. She's been doing that for a lot of people lately. They keep seeing her transformation in her social media and reaching out, and then she gets to help others, which is why we do this show, right?
Completely.
We're here to help you guys. We want to help people listening get a handle on their health and get some real tools. So that being said, it's okay if we jump into inviting our guest on. I'd like to introduce him.
Perfect timing. Let's do it.
Okay.
Dr. Jamil Saeed is an international transformation coach and strategist, integrative naturopath physician, master NLP practitioner, and the author of 20 Steps to Your Next Breakthrough. He works with leaders and high performers from all walks of life, including world champion athletes, best-selling authors, entrepreneurs, business professionals, and more to create an extraordinary life without regret.
I like that, without regret.
Well, I do,
Jamil,
too.
Jamil, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Earthly Dish.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here.
Yeah. So do you want to share a little bit about your background, how you got into the holistic health field?
Absolutely. Yeah. So for me, my journey in the holistic health kind of circle began when I was 14 years old. I just started my freshman year of high school. I joined the track and field team, and I became a runner, and I never really ran intentionally like that before. And I noticed that I was getting sick, my track times weren't good, and I just didn't feel good. And I was, you know, what people were telling me, you know, you're so young, you shouldn't be feeling this stuff, and I didn't understand why. And then light bulb went off, and I thought, maybe it's like what I'm eating, maybe it's my diet. And looking back now, with the different people I've worked with, I had the worst diet of anyone I've ever seen. And so I started reading these books, looking at different videos. YouTube came out around that time. And I started to learn from as many health professionals as I could of what should I be eating? What should I be putting in my body? And some simple changes, some overnight shifts of things I stopped doing. Some things were overnight. Some things took a little bit longer. But the results were amazing. I started feeling so much better, sleeping better, stopped getting sick. My energy went higher. I became a much faster runner. And that was just kind of that beginning for me where I thought, wow, there's got to be more to this. I'm probably just scratching the surface. And a lot of people in my family are physicians, and at the time they were as well. And I would think to myself, wow, like I wonder if they know this stuff. And they started asking me, hey, you know, my patient's got diabetes, or my patient has heart disease, or they have whatever. What can I do for them that's natural? What food, what supplement? And I was only 14 or 15, but I'd immersed myself so much in that world, and it was so exciting for me that I just said, hey, you know, this is what I've learned. This is what I think would help. You can give it a try, and this is the studies to back it up. And then they would do it, and then I'd hear from them a year later, and they'd say, you know, my patient's not diabetic anymore. My patient's off her medications. This person lost 50 pounds. And it was further momentum for me, positive reinforcement for me, because friends, family, patients, all these people started getting results. My results continued, and I thought, wow, this is incredible. That continued until I was about 21, and at that point, I was on track to go into a traditional medical school, either an MD program or a DO program, that are the top two that people are probably most familiar with. And I found out about naturopathic medicine, and I was just listening to a video on a YouTube channel, and this physician gave this phenomenal presentation. And at the end, his name popped up, and it said ND. And I didn't know what that was, so I look it up, and all of a sudden I get exposed to this whole other side of medicine that I didn't know existed, and yet it's exactly what I've been looking for. Because naturopathic medicine, if anyone who's listening is not sure what it is, my license is in the state of Arizona. In the state of Arizona, I'm a licensed physician. I can prescribe medication. I do the same training as a medical doctor. But the thing is, it's a holistic approach. It's mind, body, spirit. It's looking at the whole person and really getting clear, what's your story? What's led you up until this moment where you're in front of me or we're speaking on the phone? And what's the root cause of what's actually going on? Because sometimes treating the symptom is important, and we need to do that. But it can't be like that's all we do, because the symptom is like a signpost. It's pointing that something deeper is going on. And far too often, that typically gets ignored. And the symptom gets suppressed, and then you feel good for a while. But then 10, 20, 30 years later, it manifests in a deeper pathology. You're on more medication. Why? Because we never got to the root cause. And so when I saw all of that, it just spoke to my spirit. I was in New York at the time. I went out to Arizona for my interview, never been West Coast at all. It was 126 degrees. I was wearing a wool blazer. And I just remember, even though I was sweating my face off, fell in love with the school. I went to Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in Tempe, Arizona, and fell in love with the school, spent the next 5 years there. And then after graduating, just have been working ever since. And it's just been a beautiful adventure.
Wow. I love it. You're like a detective, huh? Yeah, like a health detective. You have to like dig deeper into your lifestyle patterns to figure out what is actually causing the pathology. Yeah, I love that. I feel like that. I feel like I'm a detective. When people come with their digestive disorders, we have to kind of like root it out, you know, because it's a combination of what you eat, how you think, and how you treat your body, you know?
Yeah, I was going to add just the, there's this expression I remember hearing, the presenting problem is almost never the problem. So what somebody says is what's going on, it's usually that's the symptom, but there's something deeper causing it. And that applies not only in health, but in all the other areas that I've worked with people. So it's an interesting thing. It seems to be kind of a universal thing.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to, Ava, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, no, that's like very wise, you know, what you just said. And I love that, you know, everyone has a life path and sometimes people's come on later in life. And I love how you were, you know, that transition and what you were meant to do came on so early. And so that you were able to go down this route and be able to support people in the way that you are showing up, I think is really a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
So did you want to jump into our topic and let's talk a bit about, you know, how does our mindset affect our body's wellness or our health in general?
Absolutely. So a mentor of mine, Dr. Bruce Lipton, he wrote a great book called The Biology of Belief. And I always, you know, whenever I speak about this topic, I always bring him up, give him some credit to this, because it's where I first heard it put medically. And it's very interesting. So this idea that thoughts become things, literally. And the reason is because when you think a thought, a chemical gets created in your body. And so it's very interesting. Think of it like a branch. The thought happens, and depending on the thought, for simplicity's sake, I'll say it's positive or negative. If it's a negative thought, if it's a thought of anger, of resentment, of guilt, anything else that would fall in under that umbrella, what ends up happening downstream chemically is you start upregulating these inflammatory cytokines. You start increasing stress hormones, cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine. And before you know it, you're increasing this sympathetic nervous system state, this fight or flight state. And you're telling your body something's going on. And all of a sudden, your body goes into that fight or flight mode as if back in the day you were getting chased by a lion. And the way the body is designed, that's meant to be short term. So when you see an animal in nature, you know, let's say the plain of Africa, and there's 50 zebras and there's that lion, all the zebras notice the lion's there. The lion comes out, the zebras run. Sadly, one of the zebras probably doesn't make it, but the rest of them get away. And then they go from heart racing, sympathetic mode back to just grazing and relaxed. And that's how it's supposed to be. It's meant to be a short switch on and off. Mostly you're relaxed and in a neutral nervous system state. And then when you need it, you go into this on mode for survival. And when you're in that survival state, your immune system is suppressed, because if you're about to get killed by the lion, it doesn't really matter if you get cancer in 20 years. It's I need to stay alive right now. But the problem is, in the modern world, especially in the Western world, when you think these thoughts, when you're stressed out because maybe you have relationship issues, maybe you have financial issues, maybe you're not happy with your job, whatever the case may be, you're consistently in this on mode. And so your body is inflamed, your immune system is suppressed. And in the beginning of the show, you mentioned coronavirus, for example. You're thinking fear. If you're thinking thoughts of fear, you're thinking worry, you're thinking anxiety, that's going to suppress your immune system. That's going to make you even more susceptible. So it doesn't really serve you to think that thought. But on the other side of the branch, now you think thoughts of gratitude. You think thoughts of joy, thoughts of love, happiness, whatever it is for you, and you flood your body with oxytocin and serotonin and dopamine and then these anti-inflammatory chemicals, you feel better, you're more creative, you laugh more, your immune system is boosted. And to me, that's such an elegant way of showing that your thoughts literally impact your health in so many ways, and that's just scratching the surface.
I love that. Thank you. We'll be back shortly with our next segment, where we get into what you eat to make your body feel fantastic.
Hey there, Detox Jenny here. Is your digestion poor, painful, or just plain stuck? If so, please consider doing a short 3 to 10 day juice cleanse with my company, Earthly Juices. You can visit us at bringmejuice.com. You will be surprised what a difference a short cleanse can make within your body and your overall well-being. Our organic farm-to-table juice cleanses are handcrafted to exclude your allergies and geared towards solving your health issues. Call 310-404-6804 and mention this show and receive a free quart of juice with your first order. You can also find us at www.bringmejuice.com, or you could write us your detox questions at earthlyjuices@gmail.com. We can't wait to bring that juice to your doorstep.
I tell myself again and again, I'm happy about my favorite juice from Jen. I tell myself again and again, well, Earthly Juices, they make the best juice cleanse.
Hello, this is Chef Evan.
And Chef Ava.
Are you looking to reset your life? Have you been looking to up-level your cooking game?
Come rejuvenate in Bali and join us for a food odyssey retreat.
Experience 9 days in paradise and receive
hands-on health-conscious cooking classes,
daily yoga, meditation,
and a renewed sense of self.
This retreat will be hosted on the beautiful island of Bali, September 10th to the 18th, 2020.
To register for this experience and find out more information, visit us at thehealthyhomechef.com.
That is thehealthyhomechef.com.
We would love to see you there September 10th through the 18th. To join us, go to thehealthyhomechef.com. Once again, thehealthyhomechef.com.
Natives are up in the blaze, bringing the bar back to its original days. Remember this phrase, because it's time to take it back to the African
base. Hi there, welcome back to the Earthly Dish. This is episode 57. Your thinking may be killing you. How your thoughts impact your health. And I am Chef Jen, and I'm joined by Dr. Jamil and Chef Ava. And we are just getting into this topic of how flight or fright, like getting spooked, getting stressed, can leave a real imprint in your neurochemistry, your biochemistry. So is there any more you wanted to share on that topic before we jump into our next segment, which is the Earthly Dish Recipe of the Week? Jamal?
I think everything else will probably get taken care of in the rest of the conversation. If there's anything you two want to add.
I do. I actually had this awareness happen for me the other day when I had a fight or flight experience, and I could feel that rush taking over me. And there's like a pivot point where it gets to the point where the chemistry of the what's come, you know, everything that's coming out takes over you, or you can stop it. And I realize in every moment we have three choices. Is what happens in a stress moment, we can either become frozen and paralyzed, we can either go to fight or flight and let that chemical reaction take over, or if we're able to stop it, we can lean into what's showing up in that moment and actually identify it not as a victim, but as someone that's able to show up and like take care of it while it's happening. And so just having that awareness now, to being able to know that we're not, you know, in the jungle and lions aren't chasing us, but how can we begin to just lean into situations as opposed to letting that kind of chemistry come on?
Yeah, I love absolutely. That. I love that. And it's so true. Like, you know, I'm kind of battled with adrenal fatigue. And what happens when you have adrenal fatigue is your little switch for your fight or flight is pretty trigger happy. So leaning into it is a powerful tool because, like, you almost have to tell your body. For me, when mine gets tricked or triggered, I have to be like, okay, you're triggered. It's okay. We're okay. I'm safe. There's this warm, like, beautiful golden light all around me. We're safe. Because with my neurochemistry, like I have this little trigger happy adrenals, and I'm sure the doctor will speak to this, it just will go hog wild. My body will crave cortisol off the roof, you know, and then my brain will start being like, you're not safe, you're not safe. I literally, because I've had a lot of trauma too, it's kind of the root of my adrenal fatigue, but I have to kind of cut those loops and lean into it and be like, be here now. We don't need to make all this neurochemistry. It's okay. You know, to kind of stop it, because I've noticed if I'm in fight or flight, it'll keep going, you know, it'll just keep going, keep going, keep going. And it's like literally you have to stop the loop and reset it. And that's it's challenging, I have to say, especially if I'm under deadlines, you know, and I notice if I'm stressed and then I go into that pattern, it will trigger digestive issues in me, you know, like. In fact, yesterday I had a little situation where I got lost and then my phone died and then I didn't have a charger with me. And I was like, boom, boom, boom. And then I noticed that I was in fight or flight like pretty bad because I was like, how do I solve this situation? What am I going to do? And my brain started going really fast. Oh my God, I'm late. And how am I going to get there? Like all these ridiculous, and it's raining and oh my God, am I going to crash? Like a bunch of wildness in my brain. I said, wait a minute. Just take a breath. You can't fix anything right now. Just take a breath and look for a place to buy a cord.
Something you're speaking to is alluding to a really powerful distinction that I think everyone who's listening will completely get this. If you just pause and think about it, there's a massive difference between a life and death situation and a perceived life and death situation. And when you realize that there is no lion, that thing that you're worried about, that you think is, you're acting as if it's life or death, you're not feeling what you're feeling because of the situation. You're feeling what you're feeling because of your thinking about the situation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what was happening. You know, I got a cord plugged in the phone, contacted the people, everything was fine. But it was like, I, you know, rapid fire, you know, and then I noticed that, like, for most of the day, I had kind of like acidity in my stomach. And then I had to figure out how to fix that, which was like aloe and ginger shots and beet juice, you know, like, and then it was fine. But it all began in my mind. It was like this wild roller coaster I went on.
Absolutely.
And as someone who suffers from adrenal fatigue or super happy adrenals, as I like to call them, over producers, I have to be aware of that to keep my stress levels at bay, you know, and if something's stressing me out, to step away and just take that moment to say, hey, you know, you're getting stressed. Let's give the body some calm, you know, 5 breaths, 10 breaths. Okay. How can we solve this? You know, I literally talk to myself. I talk myself off of this kind of like explosive anxiety experience that happens. And, you know, I'm just being honest so our listeners can hear that they're not alone if that's happening to them too. So, should we go into the next segment or are we ready for the dish?
Let's do it.
All right. Jamal, please. I'm sorry, Jamil. Please share a recipe that keeps your mind running optimal with us.
Absolutely. So this is a recipe that I typically made for dinner, but you can make it for any meal. And for me, it's just mind-blowingly delicious. And so you get a nice piece of wild Atlantic salmon, coat it in coconut oil, nice seasoning of salt and garlic, some all-purpose seasoning, maybe a little turmeric, had some steamed broccoli, typically with the same spices, maybe a little bit of cayenne or a little bit of chipotle, give it a little bit of spice. And then something grabbed my attention about all the different colors of sweet potatoes and yams. And so I had some purple, some orange, and some like that grayish color sweet potato. And then I had an avocado. And so I had this giant plate of just so much nutrients. I was getting good quality protein. I was getting great omega-3 fatty acids for the brain health. I was getting good quality fats, vitamins, minerals, good calories, coupled with the good fats from the avocado and the coconut, and a lot of micronutrients and fiber. And at the end, you don't have that post-Thanksgiving full feeling that people talk about. I felt light, I felt energetic, and I felt really satisfied. And so I wanted to share that with you all.
Yeah, that's a great recipe. The coconut oil part of it spoke to me because, like you said, a lot of us need those omega fatty acids. This is what makes our brain actually, isn't it 90% fat? It's like pretty much made of fat. And people think they want to eat low fat to lose weight. That's a good idea. But if you're not getting enough of those omega 3, 6, and 9, you're not getting enough of those essential fatty acids, then you'll actually find that your brain function goes down. Your brain gets like boggy, you know? I think also too, people don't realize like that raw fat like that, well, you're cooking it, but if you can get raw fats into your diet, like the avocado you put on your dish, it really helps to lubricate the tube from the mouth to the end. It kind of heals up the places that get ulcerous or inflamed. Those those tissues are supported and your mind is supported by those healthy fats. So I'm all about it. I try to get like at least an avocado in a day and maybe a tablespoon or two of coconut fat or other fats. You know, yeah, it's a cool recipe. I like it.
You know, when we're talking about the fight or flight, I find that if your body has some really grounding fats in it, you're able to snap out of a fight or flight a lot better than when your nervous system is super shot and there's nothing to sort of ground it down. You don't react as well. So I think it's incredibly important to get those healthy fats in. You know, daily. I love avocado a day instead of an apple a day.
Oh my God. I love avocados. Well, it's cool too, because like people that are suffering from adrenal or stress disorders, they need even more fat in their diet. Hey, Eva, I wondered if you would share your recipe for the mind, the optimal running mind. You were sharing it with me before and I thought
absolutely.
It was great.
Thank you. Yeah, so well, we're talking about fat, so I like to take either an almond or a macadamia nut. Macadamia nut is phenomenal if you can make your own nut milk. It's way better, but if you don't have the time, you can always buy an almond milk. And then Jen and I are really all about mushrooms for immunity, and so lion's mane is really good for brain health. So recommending doing like a nice almond or macadamia nut milk and then adding in some, you can buy it in tincture form, lion's mane, And then there's also shaga, which is another mushroom that's super supportive to the body, and a little reishi. Reishi is good for the brain and for the heart. And then you can add in a little vanilla extract or some coconut sugar, just sweeten it up just a bit because they're a bit bitter. Makes a really nice tonic either in the morning or the evening, and just supportive and grounding and turns the brain on.
I love it. Yeah, we're always turning back to those superfoods. They get us on fire, right? So, yeah, and it sounds pretty easy to do. You just kind of blend it a little bit, and then you're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
Yeah.
The mushrooms are a powerhouse, especially for the immune system, too.
You know, and I love that lion's mane. Actually, you can get it in a tincture, but for milks like this, I might really recommend you get it in a powder form because it tastes like malt. I don't know how that is, but it tastes like, anybody ever had an old-fashioned malt? Like, it tastes like malt, like if you just taste it. Like, and it's really lovely when you put it with like a kind of a creamy nut milk like that because it makes it like robust. It's like you're making like a really stellar vanilla milk. It's delicious. So, yeah.
Well, I'd love to like talk more about this mindset because I love that you're into NLP and a practitioner, and I'm just find it fascinating. Like, how does like one begin? Let's say either if they have a practitioner like you or they're on their own, just to, you know, really strengthen that, because it's, I know we think the same repetitive thoughts. How do we get out of that programming? Like, what's some baby steps for our listeners?
Yeah, so if I'm understanding you correctly, you're asking, how do you get out of a repetitive loop of thinking?
Yes, that's maybe not, it's not positive or serving you.
Yeah, yeah. So I can give you one powerful example I shared with a client the other day. Think of it like stacking something at the end of a repetitive phrase that you might use that's disempowering. So I'll give you an example. Excuse me. Let's say you tell yourself, let's say you kind of beat yourself up verbally and you tell yourself, you know, I'm not good enough. And you just tell yourself that, you know, consciously or unconsciously, you typically hear it a lot in your head and it brings you down. And you can apply whatever it is you say that you don't like, you know, substitute it in for that. But what you do is you create another sentence to add at the end of it that essentially cancels it out. So, for example, I'm not good enough yet, but I'm getting better every day. And now all of a sudden, when I say that, that feels very different. That feels a lot lighter. That feels a lot better because it's like, yeah, you know, I have this goal to, you know, get to this place in my life. And yeah, I'm not good enough at this moment to be at that place because otherwise I'd already be there, but I'm not good enough yet. And every day I'm getting better and better, and or every day I'm getting closer and closer because I'm making these decisions. Now it feels good. It feels like my conscious and unconscious mind are sitting there going, yeah, you are doing that every day. You are doing what it takes. And even though you're not there right now, it doesn't mean you won't get there later. Does that make sense?
It completely makes like sense. It creates hope and like this optimistic skip, like as if you're skipping in your body or skipping in your brain, like, oh, you know, something to look forward to. I am moving in the right direction. And I think people, that's what people need, is that hope. Otherwise, you get into a chain of like, I'm not good enough, and like, therefore I should, you know, quit, you know, stop going. You know, it just goes down another negative where this is like moving you in some sort of a change paradigm.
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is, if you have a habit, you know, habits are in kind of, they're patterned into you. They're kind of ingrained into you. And they take a little while, typically, not always, but typically to undo. And so if you have a habit of saying something that doesn't serve you, and you consciously repeat the sentence that doesn't serve you, followed by whatever your, you know, more empowering end phrase is for the future, you say that as a whole, say it over and over and over again consciously, at some point that becomes ingrained in pretty quickly. That becomes ingrained into you. So now when your brain comes up with that negative statement and you hear it or you say it in your head, this empowering statement follows it immediately because you've kind of associated the two. And so rather than feeling defeated and down, you feel empowered. You feel hopeful for the future.
I love that. I was wondering, would you do an example of one that I give you?
Sure.
Okay, so I imagine a lot of our listeners, some of them might have chronic illnesses or reoccurring chronic pain. So I wanted to know, how would you do this one? Why am I always in pain? Like a question that you asked yourself. How would you kind of flip that with the neuro-linguistic reprogramming? So, or why am I always sick? You know? Or I'm always sick. Darn it. Or, you know?
Yeah. And so it can be approached a million different ways. So I'll give you one or two, and it could be, again, phrased differently. But something to the extent of, let's say somebody says, it's interesting, why am I always in pain or why am I always sick? You know, that was the question I asked myself back in those track days when I was 14. Like, why am I always sick? That was
what's wrong with me,
going forward. And so if you were to ask yourself, why am I always sick? And then you shift it into something like, you know, up until this point, I've been very sick, but I'm grateful that going forward, I'm going to be making different choices so that I'm getting healthier and healthier every day.
Nice, nice. And the one for chronic pain, how would you do that?
Very similar. I've been in pain up until this point. Clearly, I'm not getting to the root cause of this, but I'm reaching out to people who can help me find the root cause so that tomorrow I'll be in less pain than I am today, and the day after, and the day after, and so on. You know, something like that.
Fantastic. Thank you. We'll be back shortly with more with Dr. Chino. Locals and natives are up in the place, bringing hip-hop back to its original taste. Pucha Babia. Remember this phrase, because it's time to take it back to the African base. Hi, I'm Julie Wilson-Gordon, president and co-founder of Be True Wellness. I have over 15 years' experience in the vitamin supplement industry, and through my experience, I've been able to create the very best hemp-derived supplements and pain relief products on the market today, guaranteed. That's right, we offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee on all of our incredible products. Check out everything we have to offer at www.betruewellness.com. That's BETRU wellness.com.
Do you want to live a healthier lifestyle, have more fun in the kitchen, and share delicious meals with your friends and family?
Have you noticed the tradition of home cooking has slowly degraded?
Join the Home Chef Revolution.
Hello, I'm Chef Evan Rilling, and I was the personal chef for the actor Will Smith, and have traveled the world cooking for health-conscious retreats.
Hi, this is Chef Ava Malazian, plant-based culinary instructor and chef for the stars.
We have created a community that supports people to become healthy home chefs, giving you the skills and knowledge to take ownership of the health and wellness of you and your family.
We invite you to come join the movement at Healthy Home Chef. Look us up on Facebook at Healthy Home Chef.
Join our community, introduce yourself, and feel free to share recipes and ask questions.
Looking forward to seeing you on Facebook at Healthy Home Chef. Once again, join the Home Chef Revolution on Facebook at Healthy Home Chef. Locals and natives are up in the blaze, bringing hip hop back to its original
days. Remember this phrase, because it's time to take it back to the African. Welcome back. This is The Earthy Dish, and I am your co-host, Chef Jennifer Haust. This is episode 57. Your thinking may be killing you. How your thoughts impact your health. And we are in a wonderful discussion about neuro-linguistic reprogramming and how to kind of like turn it over so your negative thought can actually become a positive thought that your body hears and then it reciprocates. So can you share with us, Dr. Jamil, about some of the results you've had with your clients?
Absolutely, I'd love to. And so a couple of ones that come to mind right now. One guy, he's a real estate investor, and I remember he was having some issues in his marriage, but he also really wanted to grow his real estate business. He didn't ask me anything about health. It was mainly, I want to make more money, and my relationship with my wife has fallen apart. And after the 6 to 8 months we worked together, he's saying, wow, you know, the business is growing, and my wife and I are happier than ever. But what I identified in around month 2, month 3, it's like, wow, you know, this person is eating really poorly. This person's not hydrated. This person's not sleeping. This person's stressed all the time. He had brain fog, all these type of simple fixes that a lot of times we don't realize. And just by making these corrections, now his energy's higher. He's feeling better, making more money, wife is happy, he's happy, and he tells me I actually feel unstoppable, and I've never felt that in my life. And so
Wow. That,
you know, two other doctors that hired me to help them, they were going to get a divorce. And we had this wonderful multiple session type of thing. And now, you know, happily married, communicating better, there's more intimacy, there's more passion, there's more communication. And so for me, it's like, how do I help somebody? Earlier, I think it was Eva, she said she liked that without regret. And to me, that's what it's all about. It's the fulfillment aspect of it. It's the, at the end of your life, are you living a life now that you can look back and say, wow, you know, I lived my life, not somebody else's version of my life. I took care of my body so that my body can take care of me and I can do all the things I want to do. I created the career that I want for myself, but I didn't sacrifice the relationship side and I kept them in balance. And so I covered some relationship stuff, covered a little bit of health things. You know, someone I'm working with right now, helping her to grow her business because she wants to retire in about 10 to 15 years. And she owns this beautiful real estate business, but the mindset is, I'm too in the weeds. I'm too in the thick of it. I'm working too much in my business, and my business is not really able to work without me. And so helping her to make a shift, put some systems in place so now she can work on the business more from afar, and she can have more free time for her family, and she can bring in more money while working less time. And so a lot of it is kind of optimizing in those ways.
Wow. So what you do is not so much like with your degree. It's a lot of mindset. It seems.
Yeah. So when I was in med school, actually, I realized that, you know, I love people and I love helping people transform. And initially, the way I always did it was through health. And then the coaching side of it is what really like lit up my spirit more than anything. And so I incorporate the health component into it. But it's typically not the first thing that somebody comes to see me for. And it's interesting because it's typically something they're not even aware of is going on. Because it becomes normal when you live in an unhealthy way for a long period of time, that just becomes baseline for you, and you don't really think too much about it. You get used to whatever the conditions you're experiencing, and it becomes more of a this is life kind of thing. And then they hire me, and we take them on this journey, but then all of a sudden we incorporate the health into it, because we said earlier, it's body, mind, spirit, holistic. If you've got somebody that says, you know, I've got this great business, but my relationship's falling apart, or I've got really good health, but I can't make money and my business is falling apart, they're not going to be happy. They're not going to be at peace because there's a part of the puzzle that's missing. And so I like to try to get as much of that puzzle as possible to give them that complete transformation.
Yeah.
It's really a gift.
Go ahead.
I love that you mentioned Bruce Lipton earlier, and I, you know, his idea of the memes, which is like just, it's really like a mind virus, really, that you pick up in your subconscious in your earlier years. And so a lot of us have these type of memes that we're running and we're not even aware of them, and they're causing these repetitive cycles. Like, how would you begin to even identify that you have this same meme that's looping around in your mind, that's some sort of mind virus that you picked up from the subconscious mind?
For me, I would say pay attention to your thinking in the moment. A lot of times we don't live with as much presence and intention as we may like to, or at least as we're possible or capable of doing, rather. And so as you go about your day, as you're with your family, as you're with your partner, as you're at work, as you're driving, notice what triggers you. Notice what gets you angry. You're happy and calm, and then all of a sudden you're pissed off. All of a sudden you're irritated. Somebody doesn't do something the way you thought they should, whether it be family, partner, business, whatever it is, and you're really frustrated. You're blaming them, and you're sitting there, and you're not grounded anymore. You lost your peace. But to me, that's a gift, because whenever somebody triggers you, they're not really doing anything in the sense that the trigger's already in you. They're just kind of flaring it up. But that's a gift, because that means now you can be aware of it. And if you're aware of it, you can work on it. Because the fact that whatever they did doesn't trigger somebody else means that it's not them. You know, we are the thing that it's like the external world is kind of a projection of our internal world. In psychology, in Jungian psychology, there's this idea of the shadow self. That aspect of you that you don't accept, and you project it outwards because you make it wrong. And so you see it out there, and it bothers you. But when you can find the peace in that, when you can work through that with the help of any practitioner that, you know, resonates with you, then all of a sudden you don't get triggered anymore. And so when that same situation comes about, you respond with kindness, you respond with compassion, you don't instantly jump to anger and frustration. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
When I was identifying my recent fight or flight moment, that was the thing I was like, I sat with when I sort of got my chemistry to calm down, was I was triggered. So I'm like, well, let's look at the trigger. And I love that that's like the roadmap in, is what you're saying. So that trigger is really, like you said, it really had nothing to do with the other person. It was really my own thing. And so I had to begin to look at, like, where did that originate from? Like, at what point in my life did that become something that, like, that, because that's the sore and the wound, right? That just keeps getting rubbed. I mean, it's really, like you said, has nothing to do with the person. It's really your core deep belief. And so thank you for that. I think that's helpful to me and the listeners. It's like your triggers are actually your gifts of where your work needs to be done. And if you can find peace in the trigger, you've actually not only just helped your mind, but your whole chemistry of your body and putting an end to a fight or flight and finding peace again.
Yeah, well said. And it's the same thing with food. Somebody might say, you know, how do I know which foods to eat and not to eat? Well, the gold standard, because everyone's different, is pay attention to your body, because how do you feel after you eat a certain food? And not just how do you feel 10 minutes later, how do you feel 2 hours later, 5 hours later, the next day? And when you really pay attention to that, your body starts letting you know what it likes and what it doesn't like. In the same way, ground yourself in this moment, be intentional, and be so present with yourself, with your mental, emotional state and your body, that you can tell what is triggering you, whether it be a food or whether it be a person or whether it be a situation.
Yeah, it is difficult, though, often when you have, I honor you that you have to get to the root problem, because when people come and they're ill and they have a lot of different things happening all at once, it is a bit of an investigation project. You have to get them to, you know, pay attention to what they're putting in their mouth, also what they're feeling. You know, it sounds like the body is an emotional creature. It gets very affected by what happens emotionally. You know, our emotional triggers are leaving an imprint in our body. I mean, my example yesterday, like, I got indigestion. I almost never get it anymore. Years ago, when I was very sick, I got it all the time. But I think I was actually years ago triggered all the time. And I'm not triggered all the time now, you know? So it's interesting, like, to begin with someone, when a patient comes to you or a client comes to you, and open that suitcase and let's get out and start investigating. You know, is it the body? Is it the mind? Is it the emotions? Is it some sort of mission for your soul, you know, to get through this, to help others? You know, it's complicated.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wish it was simple, you know, and it's interesting too with health, just with, especially with going back to kind of the listeners that might have chronic pain or chronic digestive issues that flare, you know, to begin to like unpack that suitcase and break it into pieces. You know, you may have someone that gets on a pattern where they're doing really good for a while and they're not triggered and they're not digestively upset. And then all of a sudden they hit kind of like a roadblock, and then they have to kind of be brought through it. And that, I was wondering if you had any sort of like tools for people that, you know, they're doing good, but then they hit like a roadblock, like how to step through that, like how to then renegotiate the landscape with your body to find health when you fall out of balance again, you know?
So, yeah, I'm not as clear on the question, but if I'm understanding it right, how do you essentially get back on the horse when you fall off?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Perfect. Okay. So I think it's really the same with, and my answer would be the same in any area, in the sense that if you know what you want and you know where you want to go, what your outcome is, and along the way you're doing good, you're making progress, and then you end up taking that like three steps backwards, You could sit there and get discouraged. Nothing wrong with that. It's not a right or wrong thing. It's not a judgment on you. But if you do that, it only hurts you. It only slows you down. It doesn't serve you in any way to have that kind of guilt trip that you give yourself. You know, one of my mentors, Wayne Dyer, he always said, guilt is the most useless emotion because you can't do anything about what's already happened. But you can be in this moment right now and create a new future. And so if you were to sit there and say, okay, I've been doing great. I wanted to lose 50 pounds and I was on track. I lost 8 pounds already. And then I had one of those weekends and I gained 5 and now I feel really discouraged. But again, mm-hmm. you just remind yourself why losing that weight is important. You remind yourself why you really want to do this. And then you just recommit every day. You recommit. Why is this important? Why does this matter? Who else am I doing this for? Who's counting on me? What's that future life that I want? Let me imagine it, visualize it, big, bright, beautiful. Step into that and go, that is worth way more than whatever this decision I was about to make that was going to take me off track. Something like that.
I like it. I like that idea. Yeah. I think it gets hard for people sometimes because, you know, like sometimes the path to wellness isn't so like overnight. It's a lifestyle transformation you have to go through, and then you have to put in the habits that are going to bring true health to you, you know, like most often
absolutely.
When people get cancer or sickness, it took 20 years to get there, you know, and then I find with a lot of our clients is they want to get over it quickly. But maybe there's a lesson in learning the slow route, you know, the slow care for oneself. Ava, do you have any thoughts on that?
Just, you know, just every day, just taking yourself, you know, no, not really. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, you have like the most amazing discipline. She's lost 42 pounds in the last year.
Like, yeah, you know, it's consistency. Thank you. It
and she turned 50.
And mindset. I got off a trajectory. I was in a loop, a mind loop, and I got off of it, created new pathways in my brain of what's possible. Let go of a lot of limiting beliefs and then just doing it slow and being gentle with myself, you know, playing the long game. And then as you continue on and you start to eat better and think better thoughts, it actually then it's a natural cycle that you feel elevated and then you want to even have even better thoughts and then you want to have even better foods. So it just keeps moving you upward. And I really do practice what Dr. Jamil was saying about, you know, putting the optimism spin on something when it does show up. Because hope is something that's so important to every spirit out there. Without hope, we start to die inside. And so being able to create that inner hope within yourself and not looking out outside for outside validation, but starting to create this sort of whole dialogue within yourself that's optimistic and becoming your own best friend was one of the advice I'd give too as well. Treat yourself like your best lover, best friend.
Yeah, when you mentioned being gentle with yourself, it's so important, self-compassion, because comparison is typically robbing us of so much joy and peace in our life. If you've got pain, if you've got chronic illnesses and conditions, don't compare yourself to other people who maybe are friends of yours and maybe are also sick and maybe they're on the journey with you, but they're making more progress. That just drives you mad. Focus on yourself. Focus on being gentle with yourself, encouraging yourself. Am I better than I was yesterday? And what new decision can I make today to recommit, to make tomorrow even better? What can I do today? What's that one step I can take? Progress is so much better than perfection because perfection doesn't exist. And if you go by progress and every day you're getting a little bit better, you're going to be loving your life.
That is such a good statement. That would be a good, like, good Twitter or a good T-shirt. You know, progress is so much better than perfection. I love that.
But it's hard, like, when you're a perfectionist. I want to be perfect.
Well, then you got to have me back. We'll have a whole show on perfectionism.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. You know? Yeah. So do you want to, we have 1 minute left. Do you want to tell people how to find you and try to squeeze in your lifestyle hack really quickly?
Absolutely. So my lifestyle hack is tell the truth. Speak your truth, tell people what you feel, and speak your heart. That'll bring you peace.
When it comes to
where people can find me, if anyone's interested, and I've got like 400 or 500 videos, blog posts. If you want to work with me, you want to speak with me, have a conversation, I'd have a breakthrough in your life, it's my website, JamilSiage.com, and you can find me on Instagram at Dr. JamilSiage. And I think, and if you'd like a free copy of my ebook, you can get it on my website.
Also, he has like 500 tips of the day for lifestyle hacks on his Facebook. They're fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the Earthly Dish. We'll catch you next
week. I truly enjoyed my time with you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the Earthly Dish Radio Show. For replays and exciting upcoming guests, follow us on Facebook at the Earthly Dish Radio Show. And for extra goodies, hit up our Insta at Earthly Dish.
For more inspiration and recipes, follow me on Facebook at Ava Malazian. That's M-A-L-A-Z-I-A-N. And on Instagram, it's A-V-A-5-T-A-R. Until next time, we'll see you on the dish.